The heart is filled with overflowing emotions. I'm a sentimental person by nature. At Megillas Esther, I find very touching. I never read Megillas Shmuel Eliyahu. Harav Rafael, a dear friend and mentor of mine for close to 35 years, his wonderful wife, Sharon, my dear friends, Rabbi Yechiel and Esti, Sadekis Chedva, the wonderful Kehila, Isha Yisrael, who I have a deep attachment to, very Choshev, Choshev, Rav, Brother Marcus, Achai V'Rei'ai. Chedva asked me to give a shir, a shmuz, a talk. Now, Skara, Miss Iris, Nechama, I'm incapable of any of those. Try to learn together a little bit for a few minutes. Now, Skara, to remember, Parsha Zachar, a time of remembering the memory of Shmuel Eliyahu ignites within each and every person who knew him. Such warm feelings and smiles. And the pain and the brokenness of coming to terms with his absence from the world. So we're Yidden, we're Jews, and we learn. And the Baruch Shalom talks to us every second. Shlomo HaMelech said in Shir Hashirim, Doidi Sholach Yodai Min Hachor. My beloved stretched his hand out through the opening, through the hole. Umei homu alav, my kishkis, my insides were churning. Kamti ani liftarech ledoidi. I stood up. Kamti ani liftarech ledoidi. I stood up to open for my beloved. The stalkas, the death of Shmuel Eliyahu, has created a chor, a terrible, terrible, gaping hole, wound in the hearts and the lives of his beautiful family, of a child who doesn't even know yet how painful that hole is going to be for him throughout life. And the only ischaskis that a Jew could take, mishpachin, chaveirim, is that when there's a chor, when there's emptiness, when there's a vacuum, to know that doidi sholach yodai min hachor, that my beloved, that the Rebbeinu Shlalom is stretching his hand. Through that and into that chor, into that horrible wound, that opening. Doidi sholach yodai min hachor. The Baruch Shalom is sending his hand and reaching out to Chedva, to Meir, the parents, in-laws, grandparents, all the mishpacha, and all the chaverim, all the yedidim. The Baruch Shalom is shaleach yodai min hachor. And he's screaming. The Baruch Shalom is calling out, is screaming and begging each and every one who loved Shmuel Eliyahu to take hold of his hand. therefore the avoda for all of us, particularly for the mishpacha, is kamti ani liftoach ledoidi. I stood up liftoach ledoidi to open up and to allow Hashem Yisbarach to reach into my life through the hole of Shmuel Eliyahu's histalkus. Kamti ani liftoach ledoidi. To take hold of the Baruch Shalom's hand that's reaching to me. To become even greater. This kinus, this very special and holy gathering, is a bechina of kamti ani. Of kamti ani, of trying to get up. By Jews, we have an expression to get up from shiva. Kamti ani, vayokim Avraham me'al pnei meso. Vayokim Avraham me'al pnei meso, and Avraham Avinu stood up from the one he loved so much who had left the world, from Sari Meinu. Tkuma ha'isaloi, vayokim Avraham me'al pnei meso means that somehow, in some way, that's not b'derech hateva. The loved ones and the ones who loved are able to rise up, are able to lift themselves up. But the only way that that's possible, that there can be a vayokum, a rising up, a getting up, but never ever forgetting for a second any of the images that we just saw and the millions and millions of others that we didn't see. But parents know from the time that a mother carries a child in the womb, but the only way that it's possible to have Nechama, kamti ani, is only if liftoach ledoidi. Only if a person believes that the Rebbeinu Shloim is sholach yodoi min achor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching his hand out mamish from the middle of this hole, from this vacuum, this emptiness. And Esther Malka revealed to us that everything depends on Lech Knois as Kol HaYehudim, on gathering Jews together. Lech Knois as Kol HaYehudim, bringing together Bnei Soschus Chusya Gainlin, wrote in Agra de Kala and Parshas Ekev, Hinei Liyos B'Soif Yamai Elein. The Bnei Soschus says that in these days, which are the end of days, the end of time, the last days before Mashiach comes, Haneshamos heim ktanei ha'erech, our neshamos are not strong. Ktanei ha'erech, we're weak. Srichim ma'oid listayeya zemizeh, and therefore our neshamos are incapable of making it on our own, of dealing with sadness, of dealing with loss on our own, of trying to become better Jews. We can't do it on our own. Tzrichim ma'od l'stayeh zeh mizeh, ki lo yaspi koyach echad b'fnei atzmoi lahashlim tikuno. No one person nowadays, in these last days before Mashiach comes, no person can do it on his own. Al kain, mama oit srichim li zoher bedoiris halolu bi ahavas chaveir makshiv. Therefore, the Bnei Soscha writes that in these last days before Mashiach comes, we depend very, very heavily, we rely upon ahavas chaveir makshiv, the love of friends, the love of chaverim who care for each other, who makshivim, who are trying to learn together, who are trying to grow. from all of life's experiences, the good ones and the ones that are not good. The Novi said, Ish es achiv yazayru l'achiv yomach hazak. We can't survive these days without one brother helping another, and without one Jew saying chazak, giving strength to another. Therefore, I want to talk a few minutes about an Indian that was very, very dear to Shmuel Elio. There are people who daven, all of us daven. The Dovra HaMelech said, V'ani tefila. I am davening. Shmuel was a shtik tefila. What came out, the Baal Kaire, the Baal Tefila, the Baal Tkiya, that was the inner essence of the man that we were privileged to have a taste of. But the Metzius was V'ani tefila. And we spoke about that when I saw him in the hospital, about davening. And therefore I thought that I would spend a few minutes now being mechazik the inyan of tefillah l'chvayd nishmasei ha-tahayra. The Svarim HaKadoshim teach us that there's a certain poison that has a way of creeping into the heart of a Jew. Particularly after the loss of someone who was greatly loved, when there was so much mesiras nefesh poured into davening, all the family and the chaverim and in yeshivas and different places in the world and tzaddikim who put so much effort into tefillah to beg the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to spare the life of this young tzaddik. And when we see the reality that Shmuel Eliyahu is no longer here, it's not only the pain of his leaving us that opens up that chor, that wound, that hole in us, but it's the terrible, terrible disappointment that our tefillahs didn't work. And there's a poison in the heart of a Jew. We don't talk about it. There are some who are a little bit more outspoken. But we walk away from the Levaya. And we walk away from tonight. And we walk away from memories and images and pictures, wondering, Master of the world, why didn't it work? What else could we have done? You taught us to daven. That's the ummus. That's the craft of our people. Now daven, the word daven comes from the word da'avun of the fathers. Da'avun. It comes to us from our Zaydis and the Alta Zaydis. We're daveners, that's who we are. So there's a koyach, a poison that creeps into the heart and tells us, but tries to convince us, ki'ilu, ki'ilu, chas v'sholem, all of our tefillahs, all of the davening was lirik, that all of the tefillahs were worthless. The tefillahs didn't work. If the tefillahs didn't work, if the tefillahs would have worked, we wouldn't be having an azkara now. And people see that was screaming and yelling for that period of time. And there's no Yeshua. And salvation didn't come. So it saps us of our strength. It saps us of our cheshek to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. The Talmud Yabal Shem Tov revealed to us in the Svarim HaKadoshim that this koyach, this whisper in the ear of the Jew who's davening didn't seem to work, this koyach is called Amalek. Amalek says the following. Amalek says, you see with your own eyes. You see with your own eyes that davening is a waste of time. You see that you are davening with all your heart and soul. And the tefillahs were not poil, the tefillahs didn't work. And when a person hears this voice of Amalek pounding away in his brain, he continues to go through the motions of davening. And somebody asks you, you know, I have a sick friend in the hospital right now. This is his name, this is her name. Could you daven? And you say to yourself, you know, of course I'll daven. But you say to yourself, my tefillahs, my avoda, it didn't work for Shmuel Eliyahu. And all of us have other names on the list of unanswered tefillahs. There's a friend of mine who, when he wasn't feeling well, he asked me, please don't put me on a mishberach list. I don't want to get on a list. Do me a toiver. So Amalek takes away from us our cheshek to daven. And when Jews don't daven, then what's accomplished, many things are accomplished by Amalek when Jews don't daven. On the simplest level, the gullus is longer and longer and drags on. The Baruch Shalom says in the Torah, "Umelcham el Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor." Milcham el Hashem ba'Amalek, that the Baruch Shalom is waging a war with this koyach of Amalek midor dor. That means that in every generation, the Master of the Universe sends wondrous great tzaddikim who are mechazek us to believe in the koyach of our tefillahs, despite the fact that we don't see that they're poil. Many times we don't see that they work. Because Haman HaRosha Yemach Shemai, remember that Haman HaRosha came at the end of Golos Bavel, Mamish at the end of Golos Bavel, and you know there was some confusion with the Cheshbon, but he came at the end of the Golos, at the end of that exile of Bavel. And the whole Inyan, as we know, the whole Inyan of Haman was to be Ma'akev, was to prevent the return to Eretz Yisrael and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, from the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. There was a shiur that I heard many years ago from Mori Harabi, Rabbi Dr. Meir Hirschker, Zichron Levracha. Rabbi Chiel's father was a tzaddik, a kodesh. And I never understood who Haman was and where he came from and what were the kisvei sitna. I still have the Gilyonis, the pages. I went over them, and I go over them every year before Purim. The Avoida of Haman Yemach Shemai and the whole Mahus of Amalek is when Jews are on the verge, are standing upon the threshold of rebuilding, of Geula, of redemption. Amalek comes at that juncture, that point, to weaken our hearts. It's the whole geula. The whole redemption depends upon Yidden screaming and crying and begging. And at that point, Haman HaRasha came with a good svara. It's not like we grew up, you know, in the Purim plays and the coloring books. Haman looks like he's, you know, a goofy guy. It's not pashut. Haman, the Gemara tells us that there was nobody who ever knew to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. And what was the Lashon Hara of Haman? And you know that Lashon Hara hurts when there's something there, right? And what was the Lishna Bisha of Haman? Yeshna Yam Echad means the following. There is a special nation, a special people. Haman says, Chmaskim. They're special, they're different. But Elokeihem Yosheinhu. Yeshno, the Gemara tells us, the word Lishon, everybody knows, means to sleep. Did God create the world? Haman says 100%. And Haman can give a long discourse proving that God is the creator. Elokeihem Yosheinhu, who means this. Haman says, Jews, you see that the prophets that the Rabbanu Shalom sent promised that the 70 years are going to end and everybody's going to come back to Eretz Yisrael and they're going to build a Beis HaMikdash. And Haman says, you see that the 70 years have ended. And Yeshua has not come. And you know why? Because even though it's true that there's a Metzius of God, he exists, but he's asleep. Asleep? What does that mean that God is asleep? It's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. Because we find in Tanakh that we ourselves beg him, Ura Lama Sishan Hashem. And we're reassured by David Malkin Mashiach, Hine Lo Yonim V'lo Yishan Shem Yisrael, that he doesn't sleep. It means that there are times in life where it seems to us that maybe he exists somewhere over the rainbow. There is this thing called God, and he did all kinds of fancy stuff years ago. But as far as right now, my life, and the life of our people, Eshluft, he's asleep. When you're asleep, it means everything is alive, your body is functioning, but you're unaware, you're unconcerned, you're not involved. And the Lashon Hara that Haman brought to the hearts of our people, and you and I still suffer from this Lashon Hara, especially in the aftermath of the death of a tzaddik, a loved one. It means that maybe the Baruch Hashem cares about somebody somewhere and he has all the kaiches to do whatever he wants to do. And my father told me, he remembers when he was standing there with the other survivors, whoever was, some did, some didn't, when he was in Mauthausen, and he remembers the American planes flying at the end of the Milchama, American planes, Russian planes, all day long. And the Yidden were crying, drop a bomb on us. Put an end to this. And the frustration and the bitterness. The feeling, my father said, that the American army has the yechailas. The Americans have the ability to blow up the place. And you can, and you exist, and you have the yechailas. So why are you sleeping? Why don't you care? Why don't you pay attention? Don't you know what's going on over here? Don't you understand what we're going through? So the Lashon Hara, the Lishna Bisha, the Gemara says, there was never such a Lashon Hara. Because all of us don't know how to deal with this Lashon Hara. It's a problem. The Lishna Bisha is, Elokeihem Yosheinu, sleeping. he once did all kinds of stuff because they were maybe very holy people, the Zaydis, the Babis. But for us, he listened to their tefillahs. Once upon a time. Every parent here who's ever said Torah to a kid knows that the child at some point asks you, how come God doesn't do this stuff anymore? So in my house, the children grew up, we told stories and stories of the Kedushas Levi, the Nomer Elimelech. My oldest, all my children cannot have a wonderful child. My oldest one was spoken almost just like when she was born, I think she started talking. And she already was asking me kashas. And the kashas were the kashas of, wow, the Nomer Elimelech sounds like a great person. Where is he these days? And then you say, you know, you got to go to sleep. It's late. It's enough already. Where's the Kedushas Levi? Where's the Chassam Sofer? Where's Chavetz Chaim? So the Rebbeinu Shlom answered tefillahs, and he knows and he hears. But as far as we're concerned, Eshluft. And this is the Koyach of Asher Korach HaBaderech, which today, we're in the sugya now of Asher Korach, of trying to struggle with Asher Korach. And with Asher Korach, so it's all different things, everybody knows Rashi, but the Svar Makadosh tells us the Yisoid here, the Totsa'ah, the result of Amalek is always Krirus. Krirus means coldness. It means I'll get up and I'll go to shul, but I can't really pour my heart out. I'll do mitzvahs, but I can't really, really connect to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And particularly when people feel let down. My belief has always been that Jews who survived, who went through the Holocaust, I never accepted, I never believed that they lost faith. There were Jews who didn't believe before the Milchama, and they had reason, more reason not to believe after the Milchama. But that wasn't the cause of one's loss of faith. Because a Maamon is not from this world, there's something beyond this world. And there's nothing in the world that could take away a person's emunah. But I always felt, and I heard in the voices of people who I love, was not a loss of faith, but a feeling of being hurt and let down. Because I believe in you. And because I trusted you. I expected different results. So whenever there's Asher Korach, whenever there's a krirus, a coldness that sets into the heart of a Jew, then when it comes to davening, ata oyef v'yageya, or there's a weariness, you don't feel like davening. Have any of you ever been in shul where people talk in the shul? You've been in such a thing, right? In such a mitzvah. The emes, we're talking here among friends. Does it make any sense? I mean, does it make sense? It doesn't make any sense. It's bizarre. It's irrational. It's disrespectful. And people are normally wonderful, respectful, holy Jews in every way. But the second they step into shul, there's that iciness that comes over them. They'll talk warmly to a friend. Hey, how you doing? How's everything? How you been? How the kids? Has parnasa, has anything they could think of, but just not ashrei. And even if they say ashrei, it's an ashrei, but an asher karcha. It has written on it, asher karcha, and then ashrei. A cold ashrei. A fiery ashrei, a fiery shemen esrei, a fiery krishma. There's no time to talk, there's time to talk. There's no rotzen to talk. It's because we're victims of Amalek. That freezing cold world of Amalek that says to you, you have to daven, but davening doesn't really work. So then how do you feel davening? It's a funny thing to daven, but so we go on year after year after year. And I have someone tell me, I'm standing there at the Kursal, a girl told me, and she's standing at the Kursal and she's so envious of these other girls that she sees that they're crying and banging their heads against the wall and chuckling, and this girl tells me she feels nothing. I said, don't worry, they also don't feel anything. They're trying to feel something. So you can do that too. Like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said about there was a Baal Tshuva that was making a lot of motions and davening and jumping. So they were making fun of this Baal Tshuva. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, what do you mean? If somebody is drowning, you ever see a person, God forbid, who's in the water? And you know. So that's what it means to shakl. It means I'm drowning. At oyer v'yegei. And because of this, it's not just that it's hard to daven, but a person starts to forget. You have this lapse of memory, and you forget how much good you've had in your life. You forget how wonderful everything else is. You forget all the chesed that God has done for you. And all you're left with is this question and this cry, Ura lama sishan Hashem. Rabbi Shalom, why are you sleeping in my life? The Be'emes, of course, the truth is, as we said before, the Dovid HaMelech said, Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shom yisrael esh lufnisht. He doesn't sleep. It seems to us, because of the Hester Panim, it seems to us, and because of the Lashon Hara of Haman, but a Jew begins to wonder, Hayesh Hashem b'kir beinu ma'ayin, like we see in Torah and B'shalach, when Amalek came, that question, is God really with me? Hayesh Hashem b'kir beinu ma'ayin. So what did the Rebbein Shalom do for us to help us? And the Rebbein Shalom does this in every generation. The Rebbein Shalom sent two tzaddikim, Mordechai and Esther, to give chizik. To give chizik, to believe in the koyach of our tefillahs, and to know that it's not true, it's a lie. Haman's a liar. You don't know how much your tefillahs were piled, and your zaydis and bobbies, what they davened, and your ancestors for hundreds and hundreds of years were davening. You don't know how they were piled for themselves, for you, for Klai Yisrael, for the whole world, for the whole universe. And the tzaddikim, Mordechai and Esther, the tzaddikim came to the world to say that you should know that there's not one tefillah that's larik. There's not one word that a Jew says to Hashem, or even a tefillah that he can't speak. I remember telling Shmuel in the hospital that he was talking, it's hard to daven, and I said, when the daven, you could daven inside your heart. And there are ayahs from Chazal, from Shas, and Paiskim, it's not for now. The tefillah of the Oivrei Drachim. Mordechai and Esther came to teach us and to remind us, to be mechazik us, that every tefillah that a Jew ever said, any time or ever thought of, any time, anywhere, it makes a roshem. Not only does it make a roshem kivyachol in the divine supernal heart of the Creator, but as it says in the Morinayim, Svasem is in Rapsodik, and it says, even says in the writings of the Imreinoyim and all the tzaddikim, that every tefillah is building the koimas hashchina. In other words, that the presence of God in this world and the revelation of the shchina kedosha, which will ultimately be complete when Mashiach comes, it's not just something that will happen at some point in time, should be soon, but rather it's a process of pebbles and stones and bricks, and every word and every krechts of a Jew, and every one of my father and his friends who were standing there screaming and shaking their hands, Rabban Shalom Ura Lama Sisha. Those who survived, thank God, and those who didn't survive. And every tefillah of the family, and every tefillah of everybody who davened for Shmuel Eliyahu is part of the binyan of Koimes HaShechina. Or Mordechai Yodes Kol HaShenas. Mordechai understood everything. Vayikra Mordechai is begodah, vayizog za'oke gedoylu umara. And Mordechai went out to the streets. He went out where Jews lived. And he screamed, he was davening, he was yelling. And he was getting us to daven. And Chazal tell us about his name, that the Metzias of Mordechai. So Chazal say, Ben Yoyer Sheheir Eina Yisrael Betfila. One place say Betfila, say Betfila. Ben Yoyer means that he is the one who illuminated our lives with what? With a desire once again to daven. Because we stopped davening. We felt there was no hope. There was a gezeirah, there was a decree. And we were told by Haman, and we believed ourselves that, look, if God listened to our davening, there would have never been the first, there would have never been a churban to begin with. And he would have kept his promise. We've all been davening for 70 years, and the promise is unfulfilled. Mordechai is ben Yoyer Sheheir Eine Yisrael B'tfilosai. He illuminated our lives once again with belief in the power of tefillah. Ben Kish Chazal say, Shehikish al Dalse Rachamim. He was pounding upon the doors of mercy, of compassion. Davening. That's the Zaoka Gedoyla. Bechol ear v'ir. Wherever there were Jews in the 127 provinces of the Malchus of Achashverosh, Tzoymu b'chi, fasting and crying and davening. Divrei ha-tzoymois v'za'akosam. The fasting and the za'akosam, the tefillos, the begging, the crying. And the tzaddik Mordechai awakened within us once again the belief in tefillah. And a cheshek to daven. And who's Esther Malka? The Svarma Kadoshim tell us that Esther Malka is the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael. The beautiful, beautiful Tzadekis, who doesn't always appear to the world to be beautiful. There's a machlokis at our Shabbos table. My daughters were very upset because they were taught that Esther is the most beautiful person in the world, and my son said, nah, she was very ugly. And then my son's away, and I had to try to work on this over Shabbos. Yerach Rekis, Chazal said. Chazal also says she was one of the most beautiful women in the world. It's not esteem. Just like Leah Yimenu was so beautiful, but the world didn't see. And her eyes were dimmed because of her crying, because of her davening. Esther Malka means a Jew, means the Jewish people who are trapped in a world of Achashverosh. And we know that we don't belong there. And Chazal tell us, we're not even allowed to speak about it, that she was Yeshevas Becheikah Yishal Achashverosh, Tayvelas V'Yeshevas Becheikah Yishal Mordechai, what that means, she would be by Achashverosh, we're not even allowed to talk about it. And we live the same way. Look at us, we're here like holy people, we're learning Torah, we're being Goymelech Chesed, for ourselves and for family and friends who we love. 12 hours from now could be a different picture. Could be a whole different surah. So aren't we all like Esther Malka with the double identity? That you're a little bit by Achashverosh, and then you're a little bit by Mordechai, a little bit by Achashverosh, Tayvelas, V'yashevis b'cheikel shel Mordechai. You go to the mikveh, you come back here, then you go there. All of life. Esther HaMalka is Knesset Yisrael. And what did Esther HaMalka reveal to us? She revealed to us the chizik that she took from the tzaddik, from Mordechai, to believe in the toikif of that darkness of galus. From the house of Achashverosh, Vatilokach Esther al Hamelach Achashverosh, that if it wouldn't be written in the Megillah, nobody would be able to say those words. The only reason we could fly past the pasuk in the Megillah is because we're so used to it. It's an alta maisa. You know that when the Sar Shalom from Belz was a young man, he came to Lublin. Nobody knew who he was except the Chayzer, because the Chayzer had special eyes, as you know, and the Chayzer. It wasn't like now that you have a Balkaire and the Balkaire prepares for a few months. When you came to the Chayzer, when it was Purim, the Chayzer would look around and he would say, you, come here, you lay in the Megillah. And the Shtibel used to have it like that also. But that's only because he didn't think of anybody before. But the Chayzer had such eyes. And he called over, nobody knew who the Shah Shalom from Belzer, the young man, he said, come here, lay in the Megillah. And Avshalom Belzer lay in the Megillah, and the whole time the Chayzer was weeping. And the Olam, like, you know, they didn't understand. It's a pretty happy story, because everyone knows the end, right? So even though it starts off a little bit rough, I give him back, but afterwards, everyone knows, it'll be okay. So they asked the Chayzer afterwards, what was the whole Indian with the Megillah? So the Chayzer said, I heard the story many, many times, but I never heard anybody read it like that guy over there, that kid. I never heard anybody read it that way. It says in the words, Vatilokach Esther El Hamelech Achashverosh, that the princess of our people, all of Knesset Yisrael, was taken into the house of Achashverosh. So what happened over there? So Chazal tell us, that in that place of filth, in that place of darkness, in that place of Avodah Zarah, of Tumah, she cried out, that whole Tepit, we know from Tehillim, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. Are you not listening to my tefillahs? Listen to my tefillahs. Don't leave me like this. It says in the Sfarim Mordechai, Oymein means he raised her, he trained her. But it says in the Sfarim Kedoshim, Oymein, he infused her with belief, with faith. One of the children, she was one of the orphans of a generation that was losing its faith in their own tefillahs. And the Oymein is Hadassah, he Esther. And Mordechai infused her with Emunah and brought her back to that belief that every single dibur, every word that a Jew says, davkir, the diburim of a Jew who's in the house of Ahasuerus, or if that house of Ahasuerus means a cancer ward in a hospital in Manhattan, lo aleinu. Wherever a Jew is in a tzara, that the Baruch Shloilam is awake and listening and crying, and together with that person, and the binyan of the Shechina is taking place in a mysterious, mysterious way that we won't understand till the Mashiach comes, and as the Sfasema says, we'll give each and every Jew his own Megillah. It's not just Megillah Esther. Sfasema says that there's a Megillah, every Jew has a Megillah. Vayhi bimei. And then the continuation is all the things that all of us had to go through. Each person, and what we went through, and we stayed Jews, and then the version was going to show us how you didn't see my name in your life. You didn't think I was listening. I was here every second. And Mashiach is going to give every Jew, Svasem said, he heard from Chidush Arim, that every Jew is going to be presented with a Megillah. Here's your Megillah. So in case there's anybody here that thinks that what we're talking about is some Chassidus Torah, not that there's anything wrong with Chassidus Torah, but the emes is, the truth is, it's a Beferish Rambam. And the Rambam reveals to us, as he always does, the Rambam always cuts through all the confusion, right? So these are the words of the Rambam. Listen carefully. We're going to end in a few minutes. The Rambam in his Hakdama to Minyan HaMitzvos, the Rambam is talking about the Takana of Purim, of reading the Megillah, and the Mitzvahs of Purim. Shalach Manch, he talks about the Mitzvah of Purim, which, as you know, of course, was a later Takana decree. Elakach Anu Oimrim, these are the words of the Rambam. Shah Neviim Embezdin Tiknum Bitzivu Likreis HaMegillah Ba'inasa. The Rambam says that the Nevi'im at that time, together with the Bezdin, established this law that we read the Megillah by Nos in its right time, on Purim, Kedei Lahazkir Shvachav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind us of Hashem's greatness. Listen carefully. Utshuais Sha'osu Lanu, and the salvation that He brought to us, V'hayakarav L'Shavaseinu, that He was close to our calling, to know, He listened to our crying out. That we should praise Him and thank Him. The Rambam says, in order that we should let all future generations know, that what the Torah promised about Hashem is true. And what is it that the Torah promises? Umi goy gorla shalom lekim krayv my love, kashem elokeinu, b'chol kareinu my love. Who is as great as God? And who is as great as his people? That the Rebbe Shlomo listens to the Jewish people and to every Jew. Whenever we call to him, he listens. So the Rambam says the whole Itzuma Shel Yom of Purim, the essence of what Purim is, the Rambam is defining what Purim is. Purim is what? The affirmation and the pirsum of that truth of what Mika Hashem Elokeinu, B'chol Kareinu we love. B'chol Kareinu means every one of us who daven for Shmuel Eliyahu, every one of us who ever daven for any Jew that needed anything anywhere. B'chol Kareinu we love. And that's what we say in Shoshanis Yaakov. Lo haydiya shekol kaivecha lo yevoishu v'lo yikol melanetzach. Lo haydiya, to tell everybody, but to tell ourselves not to listen to Haman. That we don't see that the tefillah worked the way that we wanted it to work. Lo haydiya shekol kaivecha, all those who still have hope in him and still daven to him and still believe that he cares and that he's awake and listening. To never, ever, ever give up hope. And in Tov Reish Pei Vav, the Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about Tanis Esther, the Mishnah Berurah is careful to tell us that Tanis Esther is not just to remember. It's not just a nice day to sell to remind us. But the Iker is, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes there, the Iker of Tanis Esther is to teach us that the Rebbeinu Shlom watches and he hears each person based tzara also. Any Jew that's going through a tzara, the Rebbeinu Shlom cares, he listens, he's attentive, he's awake. And the Gemara in Megillah, the Avdalah, the Chayav Adam Likra, it says, Megillah Belayla, L'Shanayse Beyayim, the din that we have to read in the Megillah at night, and again in the day. And the Tzukim that the Gemara learns from, it's late, we don't have time to go into it. The Gemara Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, Elakai Ekra, Yoyim, V'Laysan, V'Layla, V'Laydumyali, V'Laydumyali. It means, I'm crying out to you, Rabbi Shlalem. And there's another opinion in the Gemara that learns it out from Lamani, Zamecha, Kovad, V'Layidayim, Hashem, Lakai, L'Oylam, Redeka. I will sing to you forever. I won't be silent. Even though the Yetzirah of Amalek is trying to silence me. I forever, forever will continue to thank you. And I will never, ever forget all the goodness and kindness. There were so many beautiful pictures. There are probably hundreds, thousands more from the short years. 23 years. And the chesedim of the Rebbeinu Shlom, he brought such a highly getayr in the neshama into the world to be able to be mesameach those neshamas that were close to him. No. It's late. It's Matzah Shabbos, and everybody knows that Eliyahu Navi joins us at certain times more than others by a bris, by Matzah Shabbos. Eliyahu Navi Zochel Atayf. The first time of the week that Eliyahu Navi can come is after Shabbos. He can't come on Shabbos, the Gemara says. So Matzah Shabbos, everybody is waiting for Eliyahu Navi. That's why Rabbi Nachman says that Jews like to go out places, Matzah Shabbos, right? They like to be with friends and go out and dates and so on. Why is everybody so busy Matzah Shabbos? Not just Jews. Lahavdil, the whole world is tumulting on Matzah Shabbos. So Ibn Achman said, I'm paraphrasing, we don't have time to learn the Torah, and so Ibn Achman said that, because every Matzah Shabbos, the world is waiting. The world is waiting for everything good, for all things to be fixed. And there's a terrible disappointment at Matzah Shabbos when it doesn't happen. It's the first opportunity for Mashiach, for Eliyahu Navi to come is Matzah Shabbos. So there was an old song, please forgive me, from an earlier Gilgal, I remember, and it had in it the words, If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. So on Masseh Shabbos, every Masseh Shabbos, the one we really want to be with is Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the one we really want to be connected to is the Baruch HaLolamin. And if it doesn't work out, so you see the world is total thing. Well, that's not working out, so I guess I should be with somebody else. And that's what the whole Masseh Shabbos. Elianovi is the only person that we know of, that we speak of in such a way to say, not Zichron Levracha, but rather what? Elianovi, Zocher LaTov. Zocher LaTov, his memory, Zocher LaTov is remembered in a good way. LaTov. Now you know, there's a mysterious person that pops up in the Megillah. And you know that when we say his name, we also say what? V'gam Charvoina Zocher LaTov. And we have a Kabbalah from Chazal that Charvoina is Elianovi, who came just at the right moment, right? He ne ha'eitz. V'gam Charvoina Zocher LaTov. V'yoymer Charvoina Gam he ne ha'eitz asher also homo l'Mordechai. So Charvoina, alias Eliyahu Anovi, comes just at that right moment and says, oh, your highness, look. V'gam hinei ha'eitz asher also homo l'Mordechai. Here also is the tree, the gallows, that Haman prepared to kill Mordechai. The v'gam charvoina zocher l'tov was to overturn the gzera of Haman. The v'gam hinei ha'eitz, here also, this tree you thought was going to be to kill Mordechai, v'gam hineheis, this v'gam hineheis is also going to be a good thing to hang Haman. But here we have something that was taught to us in the Beis Medrash of the Pachad Yitzchak of Rav Hutton Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Only by Eliyahu Navi we say Zocher LaTov. And Charvoina was also Eliyahu, we say Zocher LaTov. Rav Hutton taught that we know that in general there are two ways in the world. One is when things are very, very good, like Rabbi Amnon was talking about before, HaToyva HaMeitiv. When things are good, there's a brach about HaToyva HaMeitiv, there's a way that the Baruch Hashem fears the veld, that he runs the world, which is HaToyva HaMeitiv. And Lo Aleinu, when someone dies, there's a different anhaga that's called what? Dayan HaEmes. The Gemara talks about Pesachim, these two anhagas. Only Eliyahu HaNavi, who was never toying the tam of Misa. In other words, Eliyahu HaNavi never tasted death. He left this world vibrant and alive, and he rose up as Sa'ara HaShemayma. Eliyahu, Rav Hutna taught, is Kulay HaToyv HaMeitiv. He was never in the parasha of Dayan HaEmes. He never died. It was only HaToyv HaMeitiv. Therefore, he is the one who's going to tell us the Besura Toiva that we're waiting for. The Besura Toiva that we're finished with Dayan HaEmes. That good news that we're not going to make that brach anymore. The good news that it's only Toiv. That everything was always good. And everything will only be good. Eliyahu HaNavi is mafkia. He will remove from the world the stain of the struggle with evil, with suffering, with misery, with death, with suffix, with doubt and uncertainty, with Amalek. And therefore, Rav Hutton's son-in-law, Rabbi Anderson David Zalgazon Zayin, explains that v'gam charvoina, listen carefully, v'gam charvoina zocher l'tov. What does it mean, v'gam? It means gam zulatayv. V'gam means I didn't expect this to be, and v'gam, and this also is good. Gam zulatayv. V'gam chavoyne zochol atayv. And what's the biggest nahaf haichu? What's the biggest reversal there could ever, ever be? The biggest nahaf haichu there could ever be is tchias ha'meisim. Because the worst and most horrible reality in the world is death. And the v'gam Chavoyna Zochel HaToiv, Eliyahu HaNavi Zochel HaToiv was Mavasa, the Besoyer of Tchias HaMeisim of Gula, and Tchias HaMeisim, the V'gam. V'gam means that that one Metzias in the world that we thought, that we believe could never ever be fixed, can never ever be good, can never ever ever be revealed to be part of God's kindness. Gamzu l'toyva. And that's the pnimius of a gam chavoyna zochel ha-toyv. And that's the pnimius of a hagam lichboishas amalki imi babayis. And vashevoyis le gemula barosha, because amalik in homer means death. And to us, when someone dies, it seems to us that it's final. And even though we all make speeches about chesed, but we feel that it's finished, the parish is done, Hashem is done with that person. He's in the ground, he's no more. The simcha of Purim, the joy of Purim, is what? The gam chavoyna zochel ha-toyv, elyonovi zochel ha-toyv. Gam hine ha-eitha sher osa homen l'mordechai, that death itself is going to be of an ahapaychu, when we see with our eyes tchias ha-meisim. And we'll be zoich to see Shmuel Eliyahu b'chaim chayusai, with all of our ancestors who left this world, many of whom were killed by the Hamans throughout time. The Mimela, the Avoida of Purim, is Adaloyada. Adaloyada means that living in a world with misery and suffering and death, living in a world where there's that chor, that hole and that pain, living in a world where there's still a dying ha'emes, there's only one day of the year where a person is able to come somehow into that world, to smell that world, there where there is never death, and all death is life, and whoever died is going, is just waiting to be brought back to life, and that's on the day of Purim, which is Adlo Yada. Because on Purim we're all able to close our eyes, and we're able to remember the images of Shmuel Eliyahu, these pictures, and those who are close to him can smell him again, and feel his presence again. And instead of becoming broken and depressed and lost, each and every one of us is able to look at that place inside of us, in that world beyond what makes sense, in that world where even death is the beginning of life, and to say, L'chaim, L'chaim, Toivim, Baruchim, Shmuel Eliyahu. The Sar Sholem from Belz, who I mentioned a minute ago, Sar Sholem from Belz once had an Elias Neshama. And the Neshama went up while he was alive. It's not the dream, it's something different. We don't know what it is. And the Sar Sholem in Shemayim, he saw the churvas of Yerushalayim, he saw the ruins of Yerushalayim. He saw the wall of Yerushalayim crumbled. In Shemayim, because the Beis HaMikdash Shemala, the Beis HaMikdash Shemata is not built, then the Beis HaMikdash Shemala is ruined. And he saw the ruins of the wall. And the Sar Sholem said that he saw a Jew, a beautiful Jew that was pacing back and forth, walking upon the broken wall of Yerushalayim. And Sar Sholem said he didn't know who that was, and he asked the Malach over there, who is that Yid that's walking? And the Malach said, that's the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That's Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliezer. And the Sar Sholem asked him, what's he walking at the Baal Shem Tov? So the Malach said, because Nishba, because he swore, that until the wall is built down below, and until every Jewish heart is built and every broken life is repaired, he'll never ever stop pacing back and forth over the ruins. Al chomisayach Yerushalayim hefkarti Yisrael kol hayom kol halayla lo yachishu. So I say to the mishpacha, my dear friends, and chedva, to guard the precious memory of the tzaddik, and to walk impatiently upon the ruins of his life that was ended so suddenly. Until that day when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh won't have to pace anymore, and he'll join us together with Shmuel Eliyahu on that day of Mochai, Emcha, Zecha, Amalek, when Amalek will be completely destroyed, that day of Amocha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kolponim, the day when every tear will be erased. And we're going to look at that beautiful face again and say, V'gam Shmuel Eliyahu, V'gam, V'gam, you're also here. We thought it could never be. You're also here. Together with V'gam Eliyahu Zochel Atoiv, with the Gula Hashem V'Hamitis, B'mheim Yemenu Amen V'Amen.